You're listening to Muse Live. Anytime, any place, any show. Featuring the one and only Muse.
Thanks for tuning in to Muse Live. I'm your host, Thomas Hunt. And today we are breaking down and reviewing, recapping our first MCU movie review. I've previously done the Disney Plus shows and done an after show for each of them, and Black Widow has come out. I've seen the movie, which is why I'm doing this review. If you're doing a review of a movie and you haven't seen it, you do not know what you're doing. I'm just going to go into my thoughts on the movie first and then do a little bit of a recap. Just a quick recap. So, I was a little bit skeptical about the movie when I first heard about it. Black Widow never was one of my favorite characters, but she was a staple part of the Avengers. I never hated her character. I never thought it was a bad character. Scarlett Johansson was great in the role. But I was excited for the movie. It was said to be more in the style of Captain America Winter Soldier, which is one of my all-time favorite Marvel movies. So I was very excited about that. I was a little bit nervous because Taskmaster was in it. And I was originally very excited about that. Then I saw the design of Taskmaster, and well, it was a little bit disappointing. They kind of massacred Taskmaster a little bit, and just the original first looks. But I was willing to understand that. You know, it's the MCU. They can't make things look overly goofy. You know, they have to be somewhat practical. So I understood the, as much as I didn't like it, I understood the costume change for Taskmaster. And then there were some rumors that it was going to be Antonio instead of, and one second, I'm sorry. I believe the name was Antonio. I don't remember the actress's name, but they were going to change it from the character from a male, who it's always been in the comics. It's always been a male. I forget the name. I forget his name. I'm blanking on the name of his character from the comics. But they were changing it to a girl and the name to Antonio. So that already was another boring sign. There are parts of this movie that I loved and greatly enjoyed. There are parts of this movie that I was not a big fan of. We finally got our explanation of what happened in Budapest. Kind of. We were told that, you know, Natasha was working for the Red Room, basically, and that she was... Hawkeye was sent in to take her out. It's everything we've heard before, you know, and then he didn't take the shot. They became friends. She became part of S.H.I.E.L.D., defected from the Red Room. That's pretty much all we got. We learned a little bit about Dreykov and Dreykov's daughter, which was referenced by Loki in the first Avengers movie. So while it was a good movie overall, I definitely would not say I rank it anywhere near Captain America Winter Soldier, and I never thought that it would get to that point. I didn't have super high expectations for this movie going into it, and you know, it fulfilled my expectations, which, again, weren't super high. I definitely wasn't disappointed by the movie, but I definitely wasn't overly excited or hyped for the movie. It was okay. Easily, Red Guardian, Alexei Shostakov, and Yelena Belova, played by David Harbour and Yelena Belova, were and played by Florence Pugh, were the best parts of the movie, which is sad because it's, you know, the Black Widow movie. It's the last outing of Scarlett Johansson, and Florence Pugh and David Harbour kind of stole the show. Although I don't mind it that much, because if they weren't in the movie, I don't think I would have enjoyed it at all. The plot was good, in some parts. They had Dreykov, and the whole Red Room thing, instead of being in some underground secret base in Soviet Russia, in Russia or in a neighboring country, which I would have bought. They had it high up in the sky. There are rooms cloaked with some concealment tech that S.H.I.E.L.D. had as well, that they use for their helicarriers. But are you seriously going to tell me that there's no way Iron Man would have found that by now? This is after Civil War. Are you telling me that there's no way Iron Man found a giant hovering base up in the sky? This is after he had his whole Ultron disaster, but this is also after he had his Iron Legionnaires, or his Iron Legion, before Ultron took them over, that were flying all over the world doing all these missions. I mean, come on, it's Iron Man. There's no way Tony Stark wouldn't have figured out that there was a giant base up in the sky. Anyway, or S.H.I.E.L.D. Nick Fury would have been all over that. Or I would totally get it if it was like an underground base. That would make a lot of sense. But, you know, they needed the falling scenes, so they had the base up in the sky. All I'm saying is, it would have been a lot more plausible if it was an underground base. That's one of my gripes with the movie. Also, I felt like they had to find a way to shoehorn Dreykov's daughter into the story, because it was referenced in Avengers. It definitely wasn't planned all the way back in Avengers that this was the Tony Masters. Tony Masters was Taskmaster. The name just popped back into my head. Dreykov's daughter wasn't going to be Taskmaster. They didn't have that all the way planned out when the first Avengers movie came out. So they had to shoehorn her into here somehow. And they said to do that by making her Taskmaster. Many problems with this. First of all, why? There's no reason for Dreykov to do this. You know, you could train anyone to be in that suit. Doesn't have to be your horribly scarred daughter. You could, and also, why would you have, I'm not trying to just do nothing but be negative about this movie. It had some good points. It was funny. Again, I was a big fan of Florence Pugh's Yelena Belova and David Harbour's Red Guardian. I thought they were great in the movie. They were really good, really funny, had some great comedic moments. A big fan of how they played the characters and just the characters overall. They were really great. But why would you, if it was a girl, and if they did make, which they did make Taskmaster into Dreykov's daughter, why would you design the armor for a guy? Who would that be for, except the audience watching the movie? Who would that be for? Not for anonymity, because you already have a full-on suit of armor. You don't need to look like to have armor shaped for a guy, and for a guy with like much bigger shoulders, just a big guy. And where it's definitely a woman underneath. Anyway, the whole design of the armor was clearly for a guy. And there's some hope that maybe someone else can take on the role of Taskmaster and wear that armor, or better yet, a different suit of armor that's more in line with the comics. Anyway, and she just looks ridiculous with her helmet off. Took the helmet off. It looks ridiculous. The shoulders are massive, way too big on the armor for her. Listen, I could go on about Taskmaster for a long time, but overall the movie was good. Taskmaster and the whole Red Room thing being in up in the air, and it just wasn't. Those were the two big problems, I think, with the movie. Overall, the story was good. You know, reuniting the family. The opening scene was great, by the way. I want to talk about that for a little while. Opening scene was amazing. I was a big fan of that, and it was based on. I mean, very obviously based on. How there were actual Soviet spies posing as families during the Cold War, and they were, some of them were found, some of them escaped, some of them were still living in America, and some of us might be, I don't know, directly related to some Soviet spies, and we have no idea, because they never told anyone. Anyway, that was the whole opening sequence was very cool. And it was cool to see a little bit of Nat's backstory in that. That was super cool. I was a big fan of that. And the scenes following, I liked most of the movie. I know I did have the two problems. I did have the two problems with the red room being up in the sky and Taskmaster. But overall, it was a very good movie. You know. The Budapest chase with the Black Widows, the whole red mist nanotech thing that they had going on with the vials, it was a cool plot line. I liked that. It was good. I felt like the movies and shows in Phase 4 of the MCU are just lacking something, and I'm not quite sure what it is. But ever since, a lot of people are climbing onto this and saying that to them the MCU ended with Endgame, and I would agree with that to some extent. I do think Endgame was kind of a masterpiece, and if they wanted to end the MCU, I would end it on that, with Endgame. With Falcon and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision, overall was good. It just, these things, with the exception of Loki had it. Black Widow and Falcon and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision are all missing something. I'm not sure what it is, but they're all missing something that the phases 1 through 3 of the MCU had, and Phase 4 just seems like it's missing. There's something that isn't there, and I'm trying to figure out what it is, but it's hard to find. Shang-Chi. I'm not sure which it is. Is coming, and I'm I'm excited for that, but I'm not hyped like I used to be for Civil War, or for Infinity War, or for Endgame, or for Spider-Man Far From Home, or for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, or for any of these movies that came out, or for Thor Ragnarok. I'm not as excited, as hyped as I was when those came out, and I guess it's because they have to start anew from the beginning, but even comparing, like, the original Iron Man, or the original Captain America, or the original Thor, movies to the original, to the Black Widow movie that we got, I don't know if it's just because we've had Endgame, we've had all these things, and that the MCU is kind of going back to its roots of having a bunch of things that are all splintered off and they slowly come together over a period of time. I don't know if I'm just feeling withdrawal from that, but I'm finding it hard to be really hyped for anything that's come out in the MCU lately. I wasn't hyped for Loki at all, and then I watched the first episode and I was just blown away by the series. I was very hyped for Falcon and Winter Soldier, and that just kind of, my expectations were, I went at that with very high expectations. I was very excited for that, and I was just kind of, it felt like a massive letdown. And since then, I've been almost drifting away from the MCU a little bit, because it just feels like I'm having trouble getting excited for things, and a lot of the Marvel communities is sharing that. Sharing that feeling. Now, I don't want to say I wasn't excited for this movie, because I was. Just nowhere near the level of excitement that I had for other past movies. And I guess a part of it is that Black Widow died. We saw her die. We know that no matter the outcome of this, Black Widow is going to die in the end. And a lot of people were hoping that there was going to be a post-credit scene showing her and Vormir. I didn't think that was going to happen. Maybe for like a moment or two, but I Scarlett Johansson is done with the MCU. And it feels like, we've lost most of our original Avengers, so they are having to pick up from where they left from the start again, having to kind of start over. Cap is off somewhere. Falcon the Winter Soldier wouldn't tell us. He said he's gone, never said he was dead. So he's still kicking out there somewhere. But they've left the door open for that. Thor is going to show up in Thor Love and Thunder and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, maybe? Maybe Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Those movies I'm excited for. I love the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. And I also love the Spider-Man franchise. I'm super excited for No Way Home. Can't wait for that to come out. I'm just finding it a little bit harder to be hyped about things in the MCU. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that for right now. And this is supposed to be focused on Black Widow. So I'm going to try and stick to purely Black Widow and talking about what was good, what was bad, and doing a little bit of recap. Good parts. Black Widow's overall plot. It was good. There weren't many plot holes besides the Taskmaster and the Red Room. The location of the Red Room, that is. There weren't many plot holes. It was a fun movie. You could just kind of sit back and enjoy it. You didn't have to think through it too much. It was a fun spy movie. And it's definitely a spy movie. It had had a lot of cool elements. I did like the nanotech thing, but I wish that was explored a little more. It was a nice twist to see that Melina. I'm just gonna guess that's what we're how to pronounce her name. And Natasha's surrogate mother was the one who came up with that, which was like a nice little twist there. Elena was underneath the nanotech when she was when it was released by some doctor. I'm not sure. We never really got answers as to who the doctor was, but she was freed from the control of the Red Room when that spray was sprayed in her face, and she inhaled it. And everyone, all the Red Room agents eventually got released from the nanotech control. It wasn't expressly. I mean, they talked about how it worked a little bit, but it wasn't. It was more brushed over with, oh, nanotech. It is. It involves nanotech, therefore it is magic. And I don't really mind that too much. We don't need a full, like, 10-minute slideshow. Some people are going to complain about that, but, I mean, it's a movie. You don't want a 10-minute slideshow about how the mechanics of each of these things work. Just a brief explanation is fine, and they supplied that. I'm going to take a sip of water really quickly. My voice is getting a little bit hoarse, as you can probably hear. Okay. Now, we're going to get to our sponsor in a second, but first off, I don't know who came up with, I don't know if it's a mixture of Florence Pugh's acting or the writing of the script, but the character of Yelena was so well done, and it was an accurate representation of how siblings communicate. The whole thing with her and her vest was just fun. She's definitely one of my favorite characters now in the MCU, along with Walker and Captain America and Bucky and Star-Lord, Spider-Man, I could go on. She's definitely up there. I did like her character, and the whole aspect of the Red Guardian, Alexei, being no longer in his prime and being out of shape and being kind of like a former shell of who he used to be, it was really cool to see him struggle with that and kind of, I mean, almost at some points be like almost kind of a sad figure. He still has his super strength. He's still super strong. We saw that when he was breaking that guy's arm in prison during an arm wrestling match. I don't know which. Arm wrestling match. Let's just call it an arm wrestling match. I don't know what the official term is. I have arm wrestled people before, but I don't know if there's a specific term for it. Moving on. He still has a super strength, but he's like a former shell of what he used to be. And I mean, the reason he was able to escape is because they gave him or sent in a Red Guardian toy, and they knew that he'd like look over it wistfully and play the sound, or hit the button to play the sound, which is, you know, the thing that triggered the whole escape. Anyway, he is a has-been. The Red Guardian is a has-been, and it was interesting to see that side of him and to kind of explore him being a has-been and yet still being able to kick some serious butt. It was also interesting to see what kind of brand of a super serum he got, what kind of Russian concoction that was, because he's able to take a large amount of darts. It's obviously a knockoff of the super serum the Cap got, nowhere near as strong as that. Probably not as strong as the serum that John Walker got either, but he definitely has a dose of something, and I really hope he comes back in future projects. There's no reason why he wouldn't. I think David Harbour had a great time working with Marvel. Everything was good there, so hopefully he'll show back. He'll show up again, and I really enjoyed the characters of Yelena and Red Guardian. They really made the movie. Black Widow, we got a lot of backstory on Black Widow. We learned about her mother and how her mother had searched for her and tried to rescue her from the Red Room. And we don't get a whole lot about that, but we do know that she was super persistent and chased them down until finally she was killed by the Red Room because she was getting so close to basically bringing down the entire Red Room and uncovering it to the world. So her mom was a pretty powerful, determined person. Pretty serious. I don't know if she was a spy or had some ancient or some like government role or something, or if she was just an ordinary person. But she was able to be a thorn in the Red Room side for quite some time, which is very impressive. Overall, I think it was just the combination of little hints of backstory that we got to Natasha, and I mean, again, Yelena and Red Guardian were big and big parts of carrying the movie. I'm gonna go to ad break really quickly. It would mean a lot if you would not skip this bit, because this is how I earn my daily bread. And we'll be right back after the sponsorship message. And we are back. Thank you for sticking through that. Or maybe you just skipped ahead. Either way, thanks for listening to the podcast. If I had to give this movie an overall rating, I would say it's a good 7 out of 10. It's nowhere near, it's not a bad movie. I want to make that very clear. It's not a bad movie. If you don't know who Taskmaster is, for example, if you don't know who, that's about it. If you don't know who Taskmaster is, originally was, then it's a darn good movie. I think it gets ruined for some people when they see how great Tony Masters was, how great Taskmaster was, and then you compare it to the movie version. The movie version pales in comparison, but if you go into this completely blind and you know nothing about Taskmaster, you don't even know who that is, you're going to thoroughly, well, if you're listening to this, it's already been spoiled for you, and hopefully you've already seen the movie. But for the casual viewer, this is a really good movie. I only had a couple of nitpicks, and overall, there are a lot of things that they could have done. There are a lot of things that could have been done badly, but weren't, and were done very well. I did really enjoy this movie. It was fun to watch. I was, I saw it pop up, and saw that I could watch it. I was excited. I immediately sat down and watched the entire movie on Disney Plus, and it was really good. I was happy. I came away from it satisfied. There wasn't really anything. It teased the Thunderbolts or whatever it is that with I'm just gonna call her Val because I can't. Valentina de, I'm calling her Val. Val, who's also spoke with John Walker, was speaking to Yelena. I don't know why my mouth didn't want to say that. I was speaking to Yelena and gave her a target to go after, Clint Barton, and she showed him a picture, or she showed her a picture. Those were my knuckles, by the way. That mud cracking noise, those were my knuckles. She showed him a picture, She showed her a picture of Clint dressed in his Ronin gear with his mask off. Curious to know how she got that, where that was taken. She has that, so she's revealed the identity, and apparently I wonder where Val got that and who Val is working for. Whether it's Hydra or Norman, it's not going to be Norman Osborn, I don't know what I'm saying that. Or, I don't know. I don't know who she's working for. Or whether she's just, you know, the head of her own organization. I don't know. It's interesting. But she's definitely forming a team, a Thunderbolts-esque team. Or maybe even the Thunderbolts themselves. And Yelena is now a part of it. We don't know if, we don't know if Yelena is a part of the team itself, or if Yelena is just being sent on this one mission to take out Clint Barton. I wonder if that's going to be explored in the Hawkeye series, because I know that's coming out. I don't know if she's going to make a cameo in that. It would be interesting if she did, and showed up and tried to kill him. I doubt it's going to happen, because I don't think that's going to happen. It's possible, but I feel like it's something that they would have to put into a movie. I don't know. Maybe they're gonna keep on doing big things. They're gonna continue with the path of Loki. If they do that, I'm gonna be very excited, very happy. Hawkeye, I don't. It's gonna be something Christmas themed, so I don't know too much about that. Anyway, focusing on Black Widow here. Yelena is told to go after Clint, so that's probably gonna pick up in a movie, possibly in the Hawkeye series, but I don't think so. So this raises a lot of interesting questions. From the way they interact, Yelena's already had several dealings with Val, because either she's working for the organization. I mean, she has to be part of the Thunderbolts or whatever they're being called at the moment, whether they've officially formed yet or not, because she says that this is like her day off or something, and she's at the grave of Natasha. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't have a whole lot to speculate on or to go off of here. Like you do with the serial TV with the TV series, you know, the next episode's coming next week. You can kind of guess what's going to happen in that. This is different. It's a movie. I've never done one of these before. This is definitely shorter than the usual recaps or after shows that I do. So I'm still trying to get used to this format. Please let me know if you can send audio messages to me. There's a link in the description of the podcast. You can send all audio messages to me, basically telling me if there's anything you want added or if there are things you want me to stop talking about and just shut up about, or if there are things you want changed or added. If you like the format, don't like the format, just let me know, give me some feedback, and thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you next time.